It was just one of those Friday nights. The work week had just absolutely sucked, and I was in desperate need for some decompression. Not a single one of my friends was available for a girls' night out, and I wasn't seeing anybody at the time. The temptation to stay in and court a bottle of wine was strong, but I decided fuck it, and I wanted to go out. There's this divey little bar in town where I decided I'd go. It's not the fanciest of places, but they have good beer on tap and they play good music. I could have gone away with jeans and a t-shirt, but I settled on this tight little black skirt that I never wear. I never give myself an excuse to. And just a simple blue shirt, one that just clings to all the curves and showed up just enough cleavage to make me feel sexy. No pantyhose, just a little bit of makeup, some basic flats, and I was out the door before I could change my mind. The bar was pretty dead when I got there, since it was still pretty early. I got myself a beer and I did what any bored girl does in a bar. I spent some quality time on Reddit. I told myself I'd have two beers, and if things didn't pick up from there, I would head out. I was just about done with my second when he came in. I'd say he was in his early 30s, and just to note, I'm in my late 20s. And I didn't recognize him from town. It's a pretty small place, so, we know people. He must have just gone off of work because he was in a suit and a tie. I do love a man in a tie. There are so many fun things you can do with one of those. He was slim. I wouldn't say buff. Dark brown hair, light blue eyes. Not too tall. Things in the bar had started to pick up, so the only spot at the bar was next to me. If you haven't guessed already, I was pretty thrilled by this. None of the other guys who'd come in so far were anywhere near as attractive, and mostly being loud, towny types, and I just wasn't into that. I suppose this is where the events of the night start to get a little bit hazy, or maybe they just weren't all that exciting, so I don't remember them as well. He'd smiled and said hi when he sat down, and when I finished my drink, he offered to buy me another, and it was pretty much off and running from there. Have you ever met someone and just in the first few minutes of talking to them, know you want to rip their clothes off and fuck them blind? That is how it was with this guy. And I could tell by our interactions that he was thinking the same thing. Just this instant mutual animalistic attraction that had my panties drenched within minutes. Had a couple more drinks in this time, and these ones went pretty fast. The other two I had, like, I don't know, I must have drank them in like an hour and a half. Nursed them pretty good. I was feeling a little bit, I wouldn't even really say tipsy, but I was feeling good and I was feeling confident. So I asked him if he wanted to come back to my place. I'll admit it was a little awkward. I had never asked anyone to come back to my place before like that. Never a stranger in a bar. I'm not even sure that anybody had ever dated. I don't think I would ever invited anybody back to my place like that. He seemed a little bit surprised, which was cute, and genuinely pleased, and said sure. So we got out of there. My place is pretty close to the bar, only about a mile away, and that drive seemed to take forever. He got to my car door before I could get out and opened it up like a perfect gentleman. I had just gotten the keys in my front door lock when he spun me around, pressed me up against the door, and gave me one of those kinds of kisses that make you a little weak in the knees. That wasn't very gentlemanly, but I was not complaining. When we broke away, he gave me this intense look and said, "Please tell me this means I get to fuck you." I can't tell you the sort of shivers that sent through me. I answered him by opening the door and pulling him through by that tie of his. I love ties. Our trip through my living room and to my bedroom was one of shedding clothes and body exploration while pushed up against walls and furniture. At one point, just after he got my bra off, he had me up against the door frame to my bedroom while he just worshipped my breasts with his hands and his mouth, and kissed and licked and sucked every last inch of them. And I'm a pretty busty girl, so there was plenty of inches to cover. He seemed to enjoy every last second of it. He had one of my nipples in his mouth, tongue lapping up against it, one hand over my other breast, with his thumb giving plenty of attention to that nipple. His free hand, he skimmed up my thigh, underneath my skirt, and up to my hip. Squirmed in anticipation of him touching my pussy, but all he was after was getting my panties off. He was such a tease. He told me to keep my skirt on, which I thought was pretty hot. In the meantime, I had worked open his belt and his pants. And as we made our way into the bedroom, he stepped out of those pants, and so it was just me and my skirt and him and his boxers. A couple of steps from the bed, I got down onto my knees and pulled him close. I could see he was already fully hard, even before I got his boxers down. Now, I'm not much of a dick aficionado. I can tell you he was a bit bigger than average, I guess, and he fit nicely into my hand. I could feel the tension of anticipation in him when I leaned forward to take him into my mouth. Heard his little gasp when my first move was to bob all the way down to see how much of him I could take in. I do this little thing with my tongue when I pull back. I'm not sure quite how to describe it other than a swirl. He seemed to like that. He put a hand on my shoulder to stabilize himself, and I could tell he was trying really hard not to just thrust into my mouth, which I appreciate. Not big for face fucking. So he let me get in another few good slurps. I could almost get him all the way in, like all the way down. His head would brush against the back of my throat, and I'm just not good at deep throating to get him all the way in. But my nose is just about into his hip there, and I could tell he appreciated every long stroke. So he made me get up and get onto the bed. I really don't do justice just how hot this whole night had been since getting in the door. Every single one of my nerve endings was on fire. And I knew I was just going to come quickly. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised or upset if he felt the same way. Maybe then he was just so close to coming in my mouth that he wanted to move things along. He had me shimmy back so that I was all the way on the bed. And he followed me, kissing up the insides of my legs as he went. Still had that skirt on, and as he kissed and licked his way up, he pushed it higher and higher till it was pulled around my waist. Pushed my legs wider apart as he went. I knew I was already soaked by the time he got to my pussy. He didn't dive right in though. He kissed and licked the insides of my thighs, stroked my hip, damn near drove me crazy. I had to beg him to lick my pussy, and finally he obliged. He started with just a tentative lick from the bottom of my slit all the way up to my clit. Another slow lick, and another. And just when I thought he was going to make me beg more, he latched onto my clit and started sucking and lapping his tongue. Not too hard. He read my body like it was his job. And if that wasn't enough, he slid a finger inside me, and then another, and he started finger fucking me in slow, long strokes. I was already close to coming when he started on my clit. So when he put those fingers inside me, that was all I needed. I tend to be pretty loud when I come. Pants. I'm alone. I can even scream a little. And I'll tell you, I'm coming. I'm coming. If you can't tell just by the way my pussy clamps down and my whole body shakes. He didn't let up on me after one orgasm. No. I think I got in at least three or four by the time I finally dragged him up my body by his hair. I could smell my juices before his face reached mine. Could taste me in my mouth and his mouth when we kissed. I gotta tell ya, I like how I taste. I'm nice and kind of sweet. I like to taste myself sometimes. We kissed for a little bit, but I needed his cock inside me, and he did not make me wait. He lined up the head of his cock with my slit, and he drove right in. I was so wet, there was no resistance. And he just started fucking me hard and deep. Every now and again, he would slow down and back off. So he was just kind of sitting on his heels almost and just slowly thrusting while he played with my clit. It felt amazing, but it was pure torture. I love the feeling of his nice thick cock thrusting in and out of me. I came again before he did. I could tell he was getting close. His thrusts were starting to get erratic. And I told him to come for me. He asked if he could come inside me, and I said yes. I like to feel that. I don't know, there's just something when a guy is coming, he just thrusts in all the way deep. And he's coming kind of pulses. Sometimes that can just put me over the edge too. And I like to kind of leave the cock in me until it just kind of slips out. I love to feel the weight of a man on top of me. I get these little after-orgasm shivers that are almost as good as an orgasm themselves. And having a slowly softening cock inside me helps me along. I don't think I came again right then, but it definitely felt damn good. So after that, we cuddled for a little bit, caught a breath. There wasn't a whole lot said between us with words, but there were plenty of appreciative little touches that slowly turned into more, that turned into us fucking again before we finally fell into exhausted sleep. He was gone by the time I woke up, but he made me coffee, which was sweet, and left me a note thanking me for the lovely night. He left his number and said I should call him if I ever needed some more stress relief. Just your average one-night stand, I guess. No strings attached. I haven't called him, but I keep that number. Just in case.